Colleen O'Connor looks at a possible bid by the city of Prague to try and host an upcoming Summer Olympics.
Zatopek fourth, and Zatopek comes through. It's Zatopek's race, and here comes Zatopek. Here comes Zatopek up to the finish. Zatopek wins.
One of the greatest moments in Czech sporting history, as Emil Zatopek storms home in the 5,000 meters to win the first of three gold medals at the Helsinki Olympics in 1952. While up to now, Czechs have had to cheer on their Olympic heroes from afar, as they gave their all in such far-flung places as Seoul and Montreal, in the not-too-distant future, people from the Czech Republic may be able to enjoy the Olympic spectacle in their own backyard. Last week, Prague city councillors voted in favour of the city making a bid to host the Olympic Games in 2016, and the city council will now decide on the matter. If, as expected, most of its members vote for the proposal, Prague will join cities like Berlin and Rio de Janeiro in competing for the Olympics. The Olympic Games are a massive undertaking for any place, but the rewards in terms of revamping and promoting the host city while attracting tourists and foreign investors are potentially huge. These are all factors that people on the streets of Prague took into consideration when I asked them if they thought holding the Olympics was a good idea.
I don't like this idea because it could be very expensive and I don't believe if we succeed in this project, so we can lose a lot of money.
And do you not think that like the benefit of like the advertisement for Prague, even by bidding for the Olympics, would be worth it, or do you think it's just throwing money out the window?
I think that Prague is famous enough for people from all over the world. I don't believe any success of Olympic Games. It's too big for this small country.
I think it would be okay because it's a city that has a lot to offer and they are used to dealing with lots of tourists. So I think it would be okay place to arrange the Olympics.
I think it would be good because I think that it would give us the opportunity to repair many stadiums and make them more modern that could be used for other different opportunities in the future.
Oh, I really agree with this idea because I think more people should come to Prague then. It will be more famous then and also it will send us more money. So I definitely agree with it. Of course, it will be expensive, but I think it will return.
Today, I'd say it's a little bit beyond the resources of Prague. Well, I just know how much effort it is in London, for example, where I originally come from. So that's a huge amount of effort. Just not convinced that Prague has the infrastructure and also the cash to do that right now.
Although the reaction to the idea of holding the Olympics in Prague in that admittedly unscientific straw poll was undoubtedly mixed, many local politicians enthusiastically support the proposal. A vast majority of city councillors are in favour of the Czech capital making a bid. Prague Deputy Mayor Markéta Rydová is just one of two city councillors who came out against the suggestion in a preliminary vote on the issue.
I said I'll be the watchdog, I'll be the critical voice, and you need it because if you are only overexcitingly for the idea, that's actually the way that costs can increase because you are not vigilant enough.
Spiraling costs are Ms. Rydová's greatest concern about hosting the Olympics. The last Summer Games in Athens went well over budget, and just recently it was announced that the costs of the upcoming London Games in 2012 were rapidly exceeding original estimates. Already, such estimates for the Prague Games put the costs of hosting the Olympics at 135 billion Czech crowns, or $6.3 billion. And Ms. Rydová fears the eventual cost could be far higher.
If we look at the other countries, it's always like three or four times higher. I would like to believe that in our case it would be different, but I am a little bit afraid that it includes this overexcitement. Obviously, we have a problem with the public procurement. If we say we get money from businesses, but it's the other way around. The business is waiting. This is a good occasion to get money from the state. And that's the problem, to control the cost, because the public procurement also in the Czech Republic means a lot of additional work, which could be quite negative for the total price. And also, everything is done in rush, as everywhere else. If you look at the Athens, they did it at last moment. And that's the worst, situation for actually this kind of project, because then, the costs go up. And we are a small country, we have to be very careful.
One person in favour of the Games is Vice President of the Czech Olympic Committee, Jiří Zednicek, himself a former Olympic basketball player. He will be one of the people in charge of managing Prague's Olympic bid if it gets final approval, and is not convinced by Ms. Riedova's fears about spiralling costs.
I believe that Mrs. Riedova might be genuinely concerned. On the other hand, with these concerns, you can stop any major project because you will always have the same problems. If something is big, then of course the cost of it is very substantial, and there are dangers that if you don't exercise strict control of your budget, that you might lose money. But this is not particularly a problem of the Olympic Games. It's for any major project. Is she concerned about the extension of Prague Airport? Is she concerned about the construction of new highways? She probably should be, but that doesn't say that we shouldn't build those highways, that we shouldn't build the airport.
Conversely, Mr. Zedniček thinks the benefits the Olympics could bring to Prague would more than make up for the expended costs.
I'm absolutely sure that the Games would benefit the city. Prague is a popular tourist destination, and yet, when about a year and a half ago, Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs organized a survey in European and non-European countries about the knowledge of the city of Prague and the country, the results were far from being satisfactory. And if you organize something of the magnitude of the Olympic Games, it's not only the 16 days of the Games, but you are in the media worldwide for a long time before that.
Besides promoting the city, which has been shown to boost tourism and foreign investment in many places that have hosted the Olympics, Mr. Zedniček believes the construction of Olympic facilities can do wonders for Prague's amenities and infrastructure, in much the same way in which the Games rejuvenated Barcelona's docks or Sydney's Homebush Bay area. If the Olympic Games were held in Prague, many new sports facilities could be built, which would then be at the city's disposal after the event. Potential areas that could benefit include the Letňany suburb. This is a possible site for a brand new Olympic stadium, as well as the Olympic Village, which could subsequently be turned into a residential complex. Markéta Riedova admits that such developments could be a huge boost to Prague, but that they have to be approached very carefully.
I'm not saying that I'm completely against it. If we manage to keep it in reasonable limits, yes, why not? I think you are right that it's actually developing the town, and it's good for the country, you know, also for the investors. That's positive side of it, but it must be in balance. Also, in Prague, there will be areas which we will develop. That's true. But there will be areas which won't be attached by this, you know, Olympic Games. And we have to make the balance. It can't happen that Letňany will be like beautiful, almost in gold, but different parts of Prague might be underdeveloped. That we have to make sure that this will have, you know, impact on all area.
Jiří Zedniček, for his part, warned that a cautious attitude to Prague hosting the Olympics must not be allowed to become too negative. Otherwise, any potential bid might come unstuck before it is even launched.
We could be the biggest obstacles for ourselves. If we don't believe that we are capable of doing something big, if we don't talk to each other, if we do not approach it open-mindedly, then we might be the biggest obstacle.
If Prague were to host the Olympics, either in 2016 or perhaps more realistically in 2020, Mr. Zedniček says the benefits would not be all in one direction, and that the Czech capital too can offer a lot to the Games and make the event a huge success.
I believe that Prague, besides having great history and great cultural heritage, can offer, I would call it, compact games, games that would be rather close to the city center, games that would be connected visually with the historical part of the city, and at the same time, games that would offer all the modern facilities that today's sport requires.